This is American Moving Month, and Scott Michael joins us. He's the president and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association, here to help us avoid some scams and other mishaps in moving and make the very best move possible. And so if you're moving forward to another address, Scott joins us right now. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. This is the time of year when a lot of people are trying to move, so it's a great time to talk about this.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I suppose kids are getting out of school, people are changing jobs, good time, good weather, good time to move. What are some of your suggestions to make the best possible move, and maybe also to, if you're trying to select a mover to help you?
Well, the best suggestion is to plan ahead and do your research and make sure that you're checking out the companies that you're looking to work with to make sure that they're a legitimate professional mover and are going to do a good job with your move. We have a lot of people trying to move this time of year, like you mentioned, with schools getting out and colleges getting out. And so it seems like everybody wants to move at the same time, and so the movers get booked up early, and you want to plan ahead to be able to get to the company that you're looking for.
When you selected the company, what's the best thing you can do to help them make a good move?
Well, make sure that you show the movers everything that you've got to be put in the move. You've got things in your closets that you may not think about, in the attic, if you've got a storage shed or garage. A lot of times people forget to show the mover everything that's going to be included in the move, and so that's a key part of it. We do recommend that you get at least three people to take a look at what you have to give you an estimate of what it would take to get that moved. And if you feel like one of those estimates is really too high or too low or just doesn't make sense, then I'd cross that one off and focus on the other ones that are more in the average range.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. So you maybe pick the middle one. Because I guess if it's too cheap, they might not do a good job. Is that what you're sort of saying?
That's the concern, and we hear that from consumers all the time, that they went with the cheapest estimate and found out that you get what you pay for sometimes. And we had a woman in Atlanta the other day who just went to Craigslist and picked somebody really cheap and found out that it was actually a couple guys that weren't actually a company, and they were using a stolen truck, and that's what they did, was they stole everything she had. So it was just a mess.
Wow. So look for somebody reputable. I suppose somebody that's kind of known in the moving and storage business.
That's certainly a good solution, and also check them out and do your research. We've got a list of companies that we've screened on our website, which is moving.org. You can also check with the Better Business Bureau or other, if you have friends or neighbors that have used companies, and get recommendations from them. But you certainly want to do some research. Try and identify who you're working with. And if it's a local company that's in your area, we certainly recommend that you try and deal with somebody local, that you can go and drive by and see if they actually have a facility and trucks that can be used to move you.
Hmm. Wow. Now, you mentioned sort of book them early. Any guidelines for how early?
It doesn't hurt to start looking and doing some research a couple months in advance of when you want to move. Some, obviously, if you're trying to move in June, you're running out of time. But as early as you can to start the process of investigating the companies. That way you're not rushed and you have the time to do a thorough investigation of who you're talking with and have time to meet with them and show them what you've got. It doesn't hurt to try and start as early as you possibly can. If you're in a big rush, you still need to do what you can to check things out and talk as soon as you can, even if you don't have that much time. But a couple months out is not too early to start the planning process.
You mentioned picking if somebody's quote seems to be out of line. How do you know what's in line and what's out of line? And how do movers actually estimate what it's going to cost them to move? They must have some sort of way of doing it.
Sure. If it's a local move, the movers typically will charge by the hour of the job, and so their estimate will be an estimate of how much time it would take the crew to handle the work. In part, that's going to involve, if there's stairs or other obstacles to make things happen. and how much there is really is a key element of that process. And the more you have, the longer it's going to take to get everything loaded and drive it to the other place and unload it at the other end. So an hourly rate is typically used on the local jobs. If you're moving long distance, it's going to be based on the weight of the shipment and then the miles traveled between the origin and the destination. So they will actually weigh the truck and see what the weight is and factor that in. So the movers are trained to estimate all the different items, what the weight of that would work out to be.
And actually, it's been said that if you there are some things that it just might be on a long distance move a lot more expensive to move it than to buy new stuff at the other end. I suppose, especially if it takes up a lot of space or whatever, like it's kind of stupid to move paper towels or something.
Well, if you have items that are, probably the condition of the items is a key factor in that. If you've got a couch that's about ready to fall apart, it may not be worth including that in the move. I think paper towels is probably more of a hassle to purchase at the other end than the extra weight of that. But it's certainly something to think about. I know if you have items that you're not sure about, a lot of people will try and have a garage sale ahead of time or a yard sale and get rid of as much as they don't need. That's certainly a good idea to go through and purge what you have just to make sure that you're only moving what you're really going to want. We also have a charity that has come up in our industry called Move for Hunger. And this is a great idea that some of the young people in the industry came up with a few years ago, where they partner with local food banks. And the moving company will work with their customers to identify any non-perishable food that's in the pantry that you don't necessarily want to move and donate that to the local food bank to deal with poverty and hunger issues in the community. And then that's extra weight that you don't need to move. And a lot of us have way too much stuff in our pantries. It's a great opportunity to help hungry people in the community. And that doesn't count as part of the weight of the move then.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah, good idea. And you can buy it because I guess canned goods are really kind of weighty items, aren't they?
Exactly. That's tends to be heavy for the space that it takes up, it seems.
Certainly, if you have a piano or something like that, is it best to get a piano mover?
If you have items that are especially something that you're really concerned about, you definitely want to check with the company and see if they have expertise in that area. So some regular movers also know how to handle pianos and have been trained on that and can handle those types of items. I've got an old beat-up piano, so it probably doesn't matter on mine, but if you have a really expensive, nice one, then you definitely want to make sure it's taken care of by someone who knows what they're doing with a piano or any particular item. If you have anything that's special, pool tables, a lot of those kinds of things need special care. And so make sure you talk with the mover about your concerns, whatever you're most worried about the items, and get an understanding of how they would propose to handle those things and what their experience is in dealing with pianos or whatever the other special items are.
But I imagine that a lot of this information is online at your site. Could you give us information about that?
Yes, we do have a lot of great moving tips on our www.moving.org website. We've got a lot of things there with a moving calendar like we talked about earlier and tips about how to hire a professional mover, things to look for, moving with plants and kids and pets and other kinds of things that are a little bit unique. And most importantly, we do have that list of companies that we've screened. We have a way that you can plop in your location where you're moving to and from and give you a list of companies in your area that would be happy to help you out that we've screened and certified.
Great. Well, Scott Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Take care.